news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Americans awoke Thursday morning to the news of yet another mass shooting. This time, 13 people are dead after a gunman barged into a bar in Southern California and started shooting. The shooter is dead as well. This tragedy happened at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks as it was hosting a college night. People who were dancing dropped to the floor and hid behind chairs and counters in stunned silence. Others jumped over chairs and broke windows to get out. A sheriff's deputy, who was one of the first on the scene, is among the dead. Wednesday afternoon brought what many see as the start of a political massacre, as Donald Trump finally got rid of his embattled attorney general.
Sessions' ouster was inevitable. He was the target of blistering criticism from President Trump.
Therefore, I have recused myself
over his decision to recuse himself from overseeing the Russian election meddling investigation because he campaigned for Trump. The deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, took on the job of supervising the Russia investigation and has been consistently supportive of the special counsel, Robert Mueller. President Trump today appointed an acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, a former U.S. attorney in Iowa in the George W. Bush administration, and until today, Sessions' chief of staff. Whitaker will now oversee the Russia investigation, taking it over from Rosenstein. When he was a conservative commentator for CNN, Whitaker was wary of giving the special counsel too much power and said the Russia investigation could be throttled back.
So I could see a scenario where Jeff Sessions is replaced with a recess appointment, and that attorney general doesn't fire Bob Mueller, but he just reduces his budget so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt.
And he saw nothing wrong with Trump's son meeting a Russian lawyer who offered dirt on Hillary Clinton during the campaign.
Legal experts are now questioning whether Trump could legally appoint Whitaker. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe tweeted, "The Vacancy Reform Act bars Trump's installation of the unconfirmed Matt Whitaker to act as attorney general to control Robert Mueller unless Sessions truly resigned rather than being fired. A federal district court could be asked to see through the ruse and hold he was fired." Sessions' undated resignation letter to the president begins with, quote, "At your request, I am submitting my resignation." The activist group Indivisible, in coalition with MoveOn.org, Demos, the ACLU, the Center for American Progress, Common Cause, and others, are mobilizing. Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. local time across the country, people taking to the streets to protest the crossing of a red line set to protect the Mueller investigation. Go to TrumpIsNotAboveTheLaw.org to find an event near you. The president held a rare solo press conference Wednesday afternoon, during which he declared the election in which his party lost control of the House of Representatives a win.
I thought it was a very close to complete victory.
He mocked a bunch of Republicans who didn't support him for losing their races, and he fought with the reporters who were there to ask him questions, again berating CNN's Jim Acosta and calling him an enemy of the people. Acosta was trying to ask Trump why he called the caravan in Central America an invasion when the president went off the rails.
And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
On Wednesday evening, Acosta was prevented from entering the White House by Secret Service, discovering that the White House had pulled his press pass. In a tweet, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders falsely accused Acosta of, quote, placing his hands on a White House intern who tried to grab the microphone from him. In that clip, you heard him say, "Pardon me, ma'am," as he held on to the mic. Sanders also shared video in that tweet, apparently deceptively edited by InfoWars, that didn't have any audio, zoomed in on Acosta's arms, and had its speed altered to make it appear as if Acosta aggressively brushed the intern's hand away. Sanders tweeted, "We stand by our decision to revoke this individual's hard pass. We will not tolerate the inappropriate behavior clearly documented in this video." Gaslighting anyone? The White House Correspondents Association called the White House's actions unacceptable, while CNN said it stands behind Acosta and called Trump's attacks, quote, disturbingly un-American. Acosta wasn't the only reporter Trump tangled with. He described as racist a question he got about calling himself a nationalist and yelled at reporter April Ryan to sit down as she tried to ask him a question. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.